It's just gone 8:30. You're listening to the Karima Brown Show. This is, of course, 7:02. Now, the South African Revenue Services revealed earlier today that it plans to investigate allegations of tax evasion that came before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into state capture without fear or favour. The Revenue Services has raised their concerns about the allegations that the directors of Bosasa, now trading as Global African Operations, has dodged paying tax using money instead to pay bribes to politicians and government officials to secure lucrative government contracts worth billions of rands. In a statement issued today, SARS also makes mention of their newly reconstituted illicit economy unit, which is already hard at work. Joining me on the line now to talk about this is the acting SARS commissioner, Mr. Mark Keenan. Mr. Mark Keenan, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Karima, as always, and thank you to your listeners.
Now, I know that your time is very limited. Can you just tell me how far is your unit, the one that has been revived, the illicit economy unit, how far along are they with investigations into people like Bosasa, who has dodged tax? And, of course, we know that Mr. Moyani is implicated as well. His name has surfaced several times, both when he was correctional services head and now also at SARS. How far are you?
Well, Karima, let us firstly say, obviously, there's no shortage of cases for the unit to investigate. I mean, we are not speaking specifically of what's appeared before the Zondo Commission. What we are saying is there are many cases. And, you know, I was on the phone about 20 minutes ago with the actual head of the unit, and the team's actually working tonight on various cases. And so we are fully reconstituted. Yes, we haven't got a full complement of staff as yet, but the team is working extremely hard and basically looking at syndicated tax crime, where people have really jiggled things to either evade tax in terms of declaration, or as we've seen by way of example, an allegation is that fictitious invoices are created in order to generate cash, which is then utilized for other purposes. So
now,
these things obviously are of great interest to us, and we take note of all this type of information and put it into our processes to determine where there is risk, and obviously focus our team's effort on any non-compliance that there is.
Now, one of the things that, of course, fascinates the entire country is the testimony of Mr. Agrisi in front of the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. For the past week, the former chief operating officer, during his testimony, has been dropping several bombshells, naming names and telling the inquiry that Bosasa executives had sought to evade paying tax. He explained the intricate system used by the company to allegedly launder money and pay bribes using a web of fictitious companies, cash checks and fake invoices in order to win government tenders. Agrisi told the inquiry that Bosasa and its chief accountant were involved in forming small arm's-length companies with short lifespans and using them to generate fake invoices. Tell us, how are you going to approach this matter? Because these are obviously allegations, but is your unit going to be calling in Mr. Gavin Watson and the other leadership figures and the CFOs and the accountants of Bosasa, or the new company as it's known?
Karima, I think very importantly, I'm not going to speak about Bosasa yet tonight. I think you know the challenges I have in terms of secrecy, but let me speak in general terms as to how we go about this. And one of the key things in any tax fraud that we do find is often a company is created for a limited period of time and it's used to fleece the SARS as such and ultimately the people of South Africa. We need to drill beyond that and understand who's behind any tax evasion, because ultimately the money will not be in that entity anymore. And you need to find the ultimate beneficiary and ensure that we, so-called, as we call it legally, we pierce the corporate veil and determine who is the ultimate beneficiary, and we go after those people. There are certain rules in the law that we can utilize to do that. And in any of these cases like this is what we are doing and we will continue to do. The information before the Zondo Commission, which we've seen of late in terms of many people speaking, is information that we use to understand where to go look.
Yeah.
Because that's not evidence as such for us. We've got to now go find the evidence behind whatever is indicated in these various fora that we're hearing.
A final question to you, Mr. Keenan, and can you take this opportunity to tell us more about the voluntary disclosure program? How secure is it? How anonymous is it? Because this allows people to blow the whistle and to in fact come forward. And many people are also saying it's going to be quite difficult for SARS to track down the culprits, as many of them have received funds in cash. How will you work around those two things?
Well, there are three things that I'd like to touch on. Firstly, the voluntary disclosure program is there for taxpayers who've incorrectly done with something. It's for them to come forward. We have then, in addition, what we call a suspicious activity report, where individuals in our communities can come and tell us about tax fraud, and that is totally confidential. There's various processes that we've got to keep the confidentiality of the people who give us information. Voluntary disclosure program is the taxpayer themselves saying, we evaded tax here and we want to come clean.
Yeah.
So just really importantly, those two items, they are fundamentally different in terms of what they mean and what they do. But the voluntary disclosure program is also very secure. It dealt with in a ring-fenced environment in order to enable people to come clean and regulate their tax affairs so they can go forward with confidence.
All right. Thank you very much. That is where we will leave it. We will obviously check in as this process unfolds. That's the Acting South African Revenue Services Commissioner, Mr. Mark Keenan.